072 5671 567. WhatsApp us.
Joining me on the line now is artiste extraordinaire, says my script. Her name is Roberta Rich, and she will be in Cape Town and doing an art exhibition here. Roberta, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeremy. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. So, Tyler, talk to us about your exhibition called Coloured.
Yes, so the exhibition is actually called Coloured TM, and I think the TM is very important to remember. And my arts practice that explores identity. So the exhibition is at Great Moore Studios on the 15th of June, and it'll be showcasing a large amount of my work that uses the term and text Coloured TM to question and explore what this racial classification means and whether the language is still relevant in a contemporary South Africa.
Right. I see the exhibition is drawing special attention to language and notions of denial and being denied, but you're also focusing on forced removals and also the plight of the people of District 6. And I have family who was forcibly removed from District 6 and also the Harfield village area right now. How are you addressing this with your artwork or through your artwork?
So, yes, in the exhibition, there will be a video that I've made where I recorded a lot of footage during the 60th year anniversary of the forced removal. So there's interviews from this stage with people marching down what was Hanover Street. So there'll be a video work in the exhibition, which will also kind of reflect what was happening. That was about 2 years ago, to say whether much has changed since then and newer issues that are kind of facing people that are still waiting for reconstitution of housing.
Do you feel in a contemporary South Africa, so many years into democracy and still a relatively new democracy, do you find that the language we use to talk about issues and to talk around race issues is appropriate, or do we need to change that now?
There definitely needs to be change, but in doing that kind of change, it's hard to let go of the language straight away. It's like we need to build upon a new language, but I mean, it's almost impossible without referring to the older one in order to kind of build upon the new one. So that's what I'm trying to do with this exhibition also, is to try and build upon that new language by asking the very questions of what is coloured identity, and, you know, what things have made us so attached to this kind of language in terms of denial or being denied. But yeah, I think we definitely need to create a new language, but it's not as simple as just forgetting the older one.
Now, you are an emerging artist working across Australia and South Africa, and we know that Australia has a very painful past of racism and discrimination as well. How have they dealt with it in Australia, or in the process of dealing with it?
I'm not sure if they're, maybe are you talking to someone very biased, but yeah, I mean, Peter Dutton just made a comment the other day about fast-tracking refugee status for farmers here in South Africa into the country, while Australia has detention centres off Indonesian shores where people are being tortured and experiencing very bad things. So I'm not sure if Australia is addressing its race issues in a very positive way, especially with its own country's history of genocide with the Indigenous people. But there's definitely parallels you can draw from Australia's history to South Africa's history. And I think that also plays an important place in my work and how I deal with identity.
So the exhibition will be in Cape Town. Will you give us those details, please, Roberta?
Yes, the exhibition will be at Great Moore Studios in Woodstock. That's 47 to 49 Great Moore Street. And it opens on Friday the 15th of June from 6 p.m. There are still more surprises and announcements to come, but there'll be DJs and entertainment. And it's a free event. The exhibition will be up, though, until the 24th of June.
Roberta, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's a very powerful and necessary topic that needs to be addressed. A lot of pain still attached to the forced removals and the term coloured being used in South Africa. So we appreciate you coming out here and shedding some light and helping us to deal and process that pain. Thank you so much.